This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, April 30th. God's word for you today is New Season. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 11, verse 1, which says, "Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot, yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root." When you search the Bible for the phrase "point of contact," I am not sure you will find it. I have checked the different translations that I could lay my hands on, and I did not find it. So why do we do it? It is because everything we do, by God's grace, is scriptural. The Bible is littered with patterns of point of contact. Littered, the same way the word Trinity is not in the Bible. If you Google Trinity in the Bible, you are not going to find it. But the concept of the Godhead, of God in three persons, is littered throughout the Bible. And that is a major reason why we should take it seriously. Secondly, because of the unbelievable things that God has done through faith, God will continue to do what only He can do in Jesus' name. Basically, the point of contact is an act of obedience that shows our faith in God. Like anything that is original and legitimate, it can be abused, and it has been abused. There are instances of people talking about some prayer cloth, and that if you send money, you will be sent a piece of the prayer cloth. Or if you send some money somewhere, you will get holy water. Listen, anyone that asks you to bring money in exchange for holy cloth or holy water is a criminal, a fraudster, a sham. Why am I saying this? It is because Jesus said clearly, "Freely you have received, freely give." We are not to merchandise the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We are not allowed to, because there is nothing in us that creates it. It is purely by God and of God. 2 Peter 2 verse 2 to 3 says, "Even so, many will follow their licentious ways, and because of these teachers, the way of truth will be maligned. And in their greed, they will exploit you with deceptive words. Their condemnation, pronounced against them long ago, has not been idle, and their destruction is not asleep." Jesus, speaking himself, says to us in Matthew 7 verse 15, "Beware of false prophets who come distinguished as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves." It is unbelievable what people fall for these days. Unbelievable. However, the truth is this: falsehood and negativity can be discouraging from even believing the living God. But God is challenging you and I that it is our duty not to be deceived. It is our duty to test every spirit. It is our duty to ensure that everything that is being done is in line with the word of God. However, if there is a fake, it means that there is an original. In fact, fake is proof that there is an original. For instance, there are fake 1,000 naira notes out there because there is the original. There is no fake 10,000 naira note because the original does not exist yet. But the moment the Central Bank of Nigeria produces 10,000 naira notes, what will happen is that the fakes will surface. So when you see a fake, it actually proves that the original exists somewhere. If the enemy is making a lot of effort to imitate something, it means there is a lot of value in that thing. Let us pray. Father, help me to discern aright by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.jesusfaithchurch.org. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.